Yo, what it do, what the business is. This is Eastside Player Partner, T the Hot Boy. Got my player partner in this thing. Big Kenny from the streets. You know what I'm saying? What's up, my boy?
I know, that's even though I'm chilling. You know what's crazy? You're one of the only people I actually don't mind calling me Kenny. Other than that, everybody will probably get a knife to their throat if they call me Kenny.
Hey, you know how that goes. You be like, did this nigga just say what I thought he said?
He called me Kim.
it's about that time that we had a good OG convo about the state of hip hop, at least about the new music that's coming out. Cause shit, half of it been garbage.
And it's like, and I've been trying to give more of a better open ear to certain newer artists. Like one of the, like with me, I'm a big Detroit fan. Besides me being the Southern, I have a big biasness to Southern artists, but one of my favorite artists ain't even from the South. So, like that's how I have to get.
Oh, you already know how I get down.
Yeah, like for me, like now his name is Bees. He's from the Detroit side. I think he's probably like from 9 Mile or 7 Mile, but like I love his beat selection, but other than that I can't mess with bros. I don't know, maybe his cadence is just not my cup of tea, because it's like on that slurred, like actual borderline legitimate mumble rap. But at the same time, like he has a few clever lines, but the thing is he does the like offbeat on beat shit where it's like I love the Detroit flow, that Detroit pimp lyricism flow that be happening where you can just hop in and out of pockets. Also, we're gonna have to give a shout out to Big Sean for that, because he's been keeping that shit alive for 15 years plus. Fuck anybody trying to say what he wasn't. And not only a certain amount of artists can actually hit that shit, like Baby Tron. Like he's kind of like a hit or miss type of artist from Detroit, but when he hits, like that little white boy hit. But one of my favorites is Babyface Ray, where he actually.
Yo, I'm about to say, I don't know where he's finished, but I'm like, you gotta talk about that boy Babyface.
Like, nah, Babyface has officially become one of my few, and I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really like the little nigga at first, but Forrest Hill Dog is becoming one of my little favorites too. After his little collab project with ES team, right before his little ass went to jail, it made me have to go back through the shit. I ain't gonna lie. And here's the thing though, 42 Doug is in that lane where Roddy Ricch fucked up.
That's a good way.
Yeah, 42 Doug was the perfect replacement. I don't care what anybody got to say.
Because Roddy really had the feature in his palm of his hand, but
in the palm of his hand, and then you gonna give us this? Like, bro, like I'm not dissing his artistry, I'm dissing his choice of what he thought was actual quality to give to the people. Because it's like, more so it's like, if you even going back to some of his mixtapes like 2017, 2018, like you can see where the quality maintained everything in a cohesive way. But in this case it was more or less like a quick cash grab, like yeah, like 2 or 3 songs in total that was like quality that you can replay and everything. But other than that, there was nothing else to gravitate to. There was no replayability in my personal opinion.
But you gotta think. He was built off of Mustard, you know what I'm saying? Mustard was part of his whole success. So when it came to like, you know, actually being that artist, actually goddamn really like, you know, being something to stand the test of times, he wasn't going to be able to be that until he found his own. You feel me? So it's like, that's why it was a good example for you to say 4-2, because 4-2 was like, he a Detroit kid. So, and then he linked in with some South Cats. So it's more or less like, he was really only there because he's standing out on his own anyway. He got a unique sound. You know, that's what I say all the time. If you got a unique sound, you're going to always get that little edge, because don't nobody sound like it. Everybody loves something new, you know? But, you know, hey, man, I personally believe, you know, hip hop ain't gonna never die. You dig? Just like other genres don't die like that. So I feel like it was time for us to make that shift. You know, you got the oligarchs, you got the OGs who've been running the game, the K-Dots, the Drakes, and those type of artists.
And you know what's crazy? We didn't really have no newer artists to officially take over commercially for almost a good 8 years before, like, T.I., Nelly, Ludacris, Lupe. Who else I want to say? Like more different regional artists besides somebody from NY making music that was Ain't nobody from New York been popping since Pop Smoke.
And Pop Smoke wasn't all that. Yeah, you heard me say it. Hit me in the comments if you don't want to hear about it. You feel me?
You know what I hate? I hate we're in a reflective stage where I'm like, why are you trying to bring beef to the podcast? I ain't even started shit yet.
I already be doing how people be.
Now with me, I'm not a big fan of like Pop Smoke music like that, but I give credit to, like, if he had more time to actually sit and like open up, like, I ain't gonna say lyricism because like he a drill artist. I ain't gonna say drill artists can't be lyrical at the same time. But it was more so if he would have been able to not go through something like that and we lose him that early, he would have been able to experience the world a little more
with a lot of fallen soldiers, a lot of fallen rappers. But it ain't like he had the same time the big potential, like, you know,
like the longevity book.
Dipsey. You know, even Big L for that matter, you know what I'm saying?
Cause you know what I like? Like, I've been hearing more convos like I normally don't have to throw him out there because you know how my nigga work ethic is. Like, that's amazing. I don't have to throw his ass in this conversation, but I have to because of the examples we're stating that allowed you to like maintain a certain longevity or show certain mirroring or certain past very big artists' lane in the industry. Like, the way Smino is moving through the industry, he's like him, like J.I.D. already has a big hit, but he hasn't had his surround sound is officially about to become his solo main, like.
I mean, you know, like, what they say, man, once you go viral, it's on.
Because you want to know what's crazy? It's another song that's came out almost like years ago. Actually came out 8 years ago. Colors by Smino and his producer Monty Booker. That shit started bubbling up late last year. I was like, what the fuck? Are we saying like, bro, like the internet, you know what's crazy? The internet knows what's going on. Except the internet is also just like the people in control of the radio stations.
But the internet is like, high school, bro. It's like
it
matters, but only in the regions that you live in, or only that the pockets that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like, the internet really matters, but it don't really matter. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that kind of works out to the grand scheme of things, because you gotta think about it. You know, the internet is one thing, and the internet always gonna be first to jump on some shit, but it don't last forever because the rest of the world is not always on the same page as the internet, you know. So therefore, it's just like we saying. Think of somebody like J.I.D. All the ones know who he is. All the real ones know who he is, fans and in the industry, but that don't mean shit when it comes to like you having a hit song or you being out here with the people or the internet knowing about your hits. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. The world know 21, but ain't nobody in the world gonna ever say 21 can rap better than J.I.D.
Hell no.
But the world knows him. You feel me? He is hard. Mm-hmm. They from the same city. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like when motherfuckers don't. Yeah, I realize like motherfuckers know they can't compare when they refuse to compare certain artists because they know they're from the same city or same whole environment, same county type shit. And you know what they're about, and you also know their type of style of music. So it's like, now when it comes to pure skill set, that's where you're allowed to compare.
But that's what I'm saying. To an untrained eye, somebody will say, oh man, that nigga 21 harder than J.I.D. or 21 better than he, bigger than him, which kind of may be true in its own regard. But the rappers rap, you know, because everybody gonna say, well, he ain't gotta be lyrical. He just, he a better artist, or he sell more, yada, 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 yada. Whatever. That may be true. But it just depends on what's your qualifications and what you're looking for, what you classify as, you know, being nice and dope and, you know, better. So that, to me, that was always the internal problem Wale had with himself.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so happy you brought Wale into this conversation. Praise to Wale for Lauren, one of the...
Yeah, shout out to Wale, man.
One of the greatest artists ever.
Shout out to Wale, big time.
Like, and also, if we're talking... Nah, you know what? This is a great time. I just want to throw this out there before we get to our main subjects. But if we're talking bars right now, Nick is not really fucking with Wale. Wale, it like really has officially become one of the ones now. Like, he already was, but he almost set himself back from like a creative standpoint, because like being the bigger the internet has gotten, the more people have point of views that's either trash or you listen to them too much and it disrupts your mental, even though like sometimes you can't help it, because it's like you have to get on the internet sometimes for use, and sometimes you can't help the habit of finding out what the hell is going on and what people talk about.
Right. It's the same thing how I look at it. Like, you know how Wayne always talk about he don't really listen to nothing, he don't know what's going on.
He lying.
That shit be so... I'm like, all right, Wayne, we get it. You don't fuck with niggas, or you don't fuck with much out there, but ain't no way in hell you finna be getting on all these fucking songs, knowing, rapping just like the song go, but I was like, you don't listen. You obviously fucking heard the shit, though. You wouldn't be fucking rapping in their style trying to fucking kill them.
Oh, yeah. I'm so, and that's why I like, he now does that unless he genuinely fucks with you. Like, yeah, I remember I remember one interview, somebody was like, oh, I know you don't really know or fuck with Griselda like that, but it would be nice to hear you sound like, he looked at them weird. He was like, what? Griselda? Boy, I am on all of them. 2 Chainz put me onto them. Man, I met these things. We already made songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bro, Bash Money.
Man, come on now.
Bash Money, Westside Gunn, went, bro.
Come on, man.
So here's why I love Gunn as a lyricist is very different. I said, here's why I love Westside Gunn as a lyricist, because when he be on... I mean, he said it multiple times, like, he can really be in go mode like that, but that's literally not his style. Literally. Actually, Westside Gunn is New York's answer to Gucci Mane.
That's crazy, but it actually may be actually accurate.
That is literally it. Westside Gunn is the state of New York's answer to Gucci Mane. And I love it. Because, bro, nigga was hitting some Gucci Mane flows on the damn, and then you pray for me. Like, bro, he was hitting real like trap flows, even though he wasn't really doing them like that, because it's like his New York accent is so damn thick, like it wasn't finna work. I'm sorry, you needed like somebody like on 2 Chainz on some of these songs, like,
yeah,
like for, or get Denzel, bro. Now he had Denzel Curry help him write a tiny bit with his flow, or help him like enunciate his flow a little better with some of the certain trap songs on the album. The album would have been in my top 5.
Right.
Because, but nah, Bash Money, 2 Chainz, one of 2 Chainz best verses of the last 5 years. Forest Green or Forest Leaf? Like, off of Hillerware Hermes 10, bro. Surgical with the shit, like, just like pure, bro. You nigga was giving me if Bone Crusher raised 2 Chainz with his mom and was still selling dope to both of them at the same time.
Yeah, see,
that's what type of energy 2 Chainz was on that particular song. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that nigga, yeah, you know, speaking of 2 Chainz, man, we might as well go ahead and get into it, though. You know,
So you want to do Collard Grove 2 first and then Scary Hours 3?
I mean, yeah, I'm easy on it too, because like I said, well, I'm gonna end up titling this after, like, you know, these these late submissions should really be considered for Rap Album of the Year. You know what I mean? I already know they got that, the Grammy, you know what I'm saying, certain albums already kind of like suggested.
Yeah, because like only like by the final week of September to the first half of the first week of October are you able to be potentially submitted. And even then,
and we just got a couple late submissions that's in our book that should actually be taken into real consideration of Rap Album of the Year, because you know it's that time of season where everybody trying to link up with each other, you know what I'm saying, where we got the Ross and Meek Mill album, and that was alright, you know, so I feel like Ross was just looking out for the little homie with that one.
It was, and it you know, I don't want to sound like a hater because I'm a big lover. I'm a big fan of all of them, MMG, for sure, everybody. Like, but at the same time, it did feel like Ross threw a lob out for me.
Yeah, that's all. Looking out for the little homie.
Yeah, and I fuck with it. But at the same time, from like a body of work standpoint, I'm like, this is just going to be, I ain't going to lie, it's just for the gym and just for the club.
For facts. So with that said, it's like, when you got all these collab albums that's been coming out, when we hit,
and also, like, we didn't even get a Quality Fabulous verse on the Ross and Meek album. We got a Quality Fabulous verse on the Wayne and Two Chainz album.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Like,
and,
what?
And you know when Fab come through and take it serious, get that little check, you know this shit gonna be nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What my nigga Fab say, is a make sure it go down flush two times. Hey, you feel what I'm saying? But I really dig this Collard Grove 2 project, bro, to the point where I didn't listen to it so many times, but I haven't really even gotten through the whole thing, essentially, because I've been repeating
it's so much. Yeah, it's so much replayability on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's giving that new way that he
wanted to hear,
but it's definitely giving me that old school nostalgia way, especially when you hear Manny Fresh on the track.
It's giving me a nice mixture of Based on a True Story 2 Me Time mixed with the Carter 3.
Oh, you know, that's, boy, that boy owned it with that one, boy. You right. You right about that. Because it really sounds like a Carter tape, but halfway through mixed with a, like you just stated, a 2 Chainz tape, but not an all the way 2 Chainz, like it's like a Titty Boy tape, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then not to mention they got the boy 50 on that bitch narrating it, give it that whole TV style, oh it's a whole theme of project.
The shit's
nice, bro. I'm not even gonna cap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's been long awaited, you know what I'm saying? We've been waiting for it. But that was here, and it's like, I ain't gonna lie, they really did disappoint. It's, especially in the same week, Andre dropped the Flute album. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful album.
Beautiful, beautiful project. I don't care what they say. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful project. Same week, within that same week, we get the young God, the new God, the new GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Eminem, because we did mention Detroit. And I did not mention the GOAT Eminem, but we got a new addition, or I guess you could say extended version of what the fuck was Drake's album called?
For all the dogs.
For all the dogs, you know what I'm saying? Making sure the young boy keep that money coming in.
Yeah.
He put the Scary Hours out, man. Scary Hours 3. And you know, most
I ain't gonna lie.
Most fans say the Scary Hours is the best Drake. You know that's what they say.
Actually, and technically, I'm almost close to agreeing with them. And actually, I might agree with them right now. Because the last two Scary Hours have shown more growth in his artistry and where he is mentally. But now we're starting to see where he is creatively and lyrically. And penmanship is like on some like, even Eminem would smirk at some of these lines.
True.
Because it's like, what did I say about Jay? I don't know if you remember my old tweet. Like, oh yeah, my account on Twitter, well, my original account got suspended. I guess I said something.
Damn, they banned my boy out here on Twitter, man.
So I got another account. I got another account. It's called Audiophile22.
Make sure y'all tap in Audiophile22 on Twitter.
Yep, but yeah, but other than that, it's really, I just love the fact that it's really just a combination of that his pen is really dangerous when he really wants to body stuff. Because we can, like me and you just discussed right before we officially began this podcast, he really wants to body everybody. Like he's too competitive that he can't help but be petty if he's not able to do what he wants to wants lyrically.
What I believe the Scary Hours whole theme, whole type of bars, type of melodic tone is that's his art. I don't call it alter ego, but that's his side where he can come in and really do that Jay-Z Hove talk where I can really shit on you guys lyrically, financially, and
commercially.
So it's like, if you notice all his Scary Hours, that's when he take his shots.
No. Actually, you know what? We should have quoted it with the Big Pun punch it. You niggas couldn't do shit to me lyrically, physically, hypothetically, realistically.
Right, real talk. Like, you know what
I'm saying? Like, to be honest.
So that every time he drops Scary Hours, everybody always looking out for, damn, who he talking about? Damn, who he talking about? Damn, you heard what he said? You know what I'm saying? Because that's when he takes his shots at people. That's when he hits a get back at people. You know what I'm saying?
Or if it's a classic Drake timestamp song.
Timestamp. Don't forget about the timestamp. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. If we're talking timestamp Drake, not that many people are messing with him.
I mean, because you gotta think about it. He always does them on some like plain ass instrumental. He always does it when he's really just like talking his talk, you know what I'm saying? And being damn near brutally honest with people about people. And that, to me, that's like his, is it your girl tour or your world tour? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's his type of time period. You know what I'm saying? That to me, and hits the reason, that's why Back to Back Will Go Down is one of the greatest diss songs ever. Because it don't have to be as gangster as hard as it could be, but he made a real diss song that babies and grandmas will listen to, the clubs will listen to, the people who don't even listen to rap, casual fans will listen to.
And you know what's crazy? That never happened. That hasn't happened since like the 90s.
Think about it. Ain't no
grandma. No, that's a lie. T.I., I forgot what song was it.
I'm Talking to You, or he did the one where King album. What was the album when he had Our Illy on it? Paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, Paper Trail. You know what I'm saying? But you got to think, Drake is such a big artist. This dude got songs that kids is singing, grandmoms is singing. Grandmoms are not singing no Vaseline. Your kids, you ain't gonna let your kids listen to no Vaseline or Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. You ain't gonna do that.
No.
You know, so the very first thing you say, first off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. Man, my kids ain't gonna listen to that. My grandma not gonna listen to that.
I wish they would.
But my grandma will listen to, I don't want to hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell you that you better his friends. They gonna listen to that.
That's crazy.
You feel me? So when he hit a Scary Hour situation in the same week as 2 Chainz and Tip, it's like, bro, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
And that's why it's called Scary Hours, because I've noticed he's dropped them at certain moments where certain artists were dropping albums.
Come on, man. You ain't got to play like that, Luther. You got to do it like that. But, like I say, it's arguably to say, man, that for one, For All the Dogs is still a nice project.
Maybe actually, bro, I've been fighting with myself. I can actually say this now. It is actually a pretty good album. It's like, I have criticism as far as like certain directions or like the subject matter. Cause it's like Joe Budden did say it, right? It is like, you are at a certain age where you shouldn't be kind of like repeating certain subjects that she was talking about 10 years ago.
I mean, not, you can't say that because if the same shit's still going on, what you want me to do?
True indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
But, like, but that also means he might need to just change his place of view.
But like Drake said, man, I don't want to hear about no nigga who used to rap talk about what I'm rapping about. Nigga, you ain't rapping no more. I don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
That's also, bro, his disses just be talking to people, honestly.
Dog, we just have a conversation, brother. Just have a conversation.
I'm just letting you know how it is.
Just letting you know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Your bitch chose me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like, hey, bro, it's crazy, but...
You know it would be crazy? If Melissa Ford and Drake was messing around and... Somebody, what was it? Ish randomly seeing him out. It was gonna be, and they come up and she's just staring at him like, but Joe's already like nosy as fuck. And he's just looking at both of them like, I don't even gotta say it. I already know. Y'all late. Y'all 3 months late.
And I think that's why Joe ain't really trying to talk either, because it's too much going around him for to say what he wanna say. Like I said, I'm pretty sure Drake already got Melissa or some, you know, or peep somebody she know. So she know the inside scoop on the boy. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody else knows what time it is when it comes to this music. So Joe can't say nothing. He has no safe space to say nothing. True enough, as a man, he should say it anyway. Fuck it, man. Yeah. Thug it out. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If it's your opinion, it's your opinion. But because he knows, no matter what he say, he's going to come out on the losing end of a Drake situation. It's best to do what he just did on the fucking show. I'm not going to critique any more of his music. I'm not going to say anything else. Yeah, nigga, because you fucking can't. Like, you fucking can't. Like, that to me is the ultimate checkmate. Just like the fucking Meek Mill shit. It's an ultimate checkmate, nigga, when you had to come back to me to get another hit. Before, like, when he first came back after that whole jail shit and after the whole everything, if it wasn't for that goddamn Big Fish song, that nigga would still be looking at the championship. He had to go get Jay-Z to get a nigga a verse on Champions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Championship, whatever the fuck it was called. Like, now, just like now, you can't fucking drop shit because you ain't really got it. Which I still like Meek Mill. I still think he one of the hardest. But yeah. I feel like he in his own way, he in his own head too much. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he just can't do it. So, therefore, he got to do this shit with Ross. He had to go get the song from Drake. You feel me? Because, nigga, the ultimate fucking fuck you revenge is back-to-back being nominated for a Grammy. I told you, nigga, you and Nicki wasn't gonna do shit because she was a little scud butt hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, all his shit he said on the first Scary Hours is true. Second Scary Hours with all that shit is true based on the rap game and you, some of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? So now he coming out with the third one. You got it right, Joe. Better shut the hell up. Here's the reason why I give the nod to my boy Wayne. Wayne is 30 years in the game, damn near. 30 years in the game, almost. To the point where he's still being creative. He done went through the whole, well, you know, we ain't feeling this, he done fell off, or this and that. He is still waking up every day choosing violence and greatness all in the same way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just a side note from like just a random like person perspective. Do you sometimes feel good when you just have like a random day where you just choose violence?
Huh?
Do you sometimes let your intrusive thoughts win just on random days and you'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna choose violence today. Fuck it.
That's what make America great again, right there, brother. Sometimes you gotta wake up and just like, you know what? I'm really not with the fuck shit today.
Like, I am violating people's
or I am such in the mode to violate anybody who's in the way of my happiness. You know, because, you know, you ain't gotta be like that, especially in this fucking world. Everybody wants to be politically correct. You gotta always be mindful not to step on toes and yada, 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 yada. But look here, man. Fuck that. Sometimes you gotta wake up and think about it. And you know what? Hey, fuck it. Two tears in the bucket. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Danny Brown dropped the album of the year contender.
Who?
Danny Brown. I gotta shout him out.
Danny Brown?
Don't do that. No, I don't want to hear this.
Shout out Detroit, but I ain't heard no damn Danny Brown in so long.
Hold on. You ain't heard his shit from 2019? Or he dropped a collab album with JPEG Mafia, the dude from B-More, that's an ex-military dude. And he dropped a brand new solo album literally last week. Well, almost a month ago.
I definitely didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You got to check it out.
I see Dirk dropped a little shit. I see.
I am not looking for Dirk.
Damn.
Don't say that. You already know how I am about artists like Dirk.
I mean, hey, trust me. I get it.
I love the work ethic, but it's like, bro, you. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's not doing nothing for us. I'm sorry. Get it out of here.
Not doing
get it out of here. Like, it's not disrespect to him as a person, but I'm just saying, bro. As an artist and what you do for your community, that contradiction is a little too large right now.
In his defense, I would say he's much more of the organized, like street drill kind of rapper.
I appreciate that because he knows not to be stupid.
Because you got to think about it. He could be, like you say, stupid and be out here just blindly doing whatever the fuck he doing just to make a rap song. Like it mm-hmm. ain't, like Tip said he finna drop these last two albums because it's not a big deal to be a rap artist no more, dropping the album. Back in the day, it used to be a big deal, like, people who dropped albums was damn near special. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, because everybody can do it from the seats of their goddamn home, it ain't no real big, it's not a big deal. So niggas can say whatever they want to say with no repercussions. Niggas do whatever they want to do. And it is what it is when it comes to that. So Tip, like, you know, he finna bow out gracefully and put his efforts into something else, which I can respect that. I can respect that, bro, to the point where I could take somebody like Lil Durk and, hey, or him and Lil Baby are those of the world. You know what I'm saying? True enough, y'all and y'all youth, so y'all making ignorant music like we all did once before, but they not doing the fucking goddamn the other drill kind of music. Rah, rah, stick them and knock them down, stick them. And just saying,
what's a motherfucker from Florida. Spot him, got him.
Right. You ain't doing no shit like that. And then, yeah. Then talk about something. I ain't did nothing. When the police gonna pick your ass up.
I don't know why I made that stupid song my favorite song for like half a year.
Man, hell, bro.
You cannot deny that you be having like some stupid song stuck in your head. You just be like,
Yeah, you're right. I often do shit.
But also, let me give a shout out to my white girl, Natasha Bedingfield, even though I don't fuck with her based off of political views. That girl went 4 for 4 on albums, bro.
She been going hard for a long time too, bro.
Bro, that white man, that beautiful white lady right there, boy, man, she went. Apologies to my viewers and my listeners. Y'all probably about to hear my actual official southern accent purposely be used right now, but bro, old girl, goddamn, she was looking pretty good, my boy. She was looking pretty good, boy, doing all my childhood, boy. Man, middle school, I was in love with her. Take me away, take out of space, to another place. Bro, I listened to that album last night. That shit is beautiful. That shit got hits, niggas. No misses.
Think about another comeback artist of the damn year. Victoria Monet, you know what I'm saying?
So I ain't even gonna say comeback. Her brand itself, she is a brand. She was a brand already with a foundation. It was just waiting to officially blow up. On My Mama, top 10 right now, I think. Top 10 or top 20 of the billboards right now. And also, album Grammy nominated, Jaguar 2. Bro, come on. My girl is doing good, boy.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's been a long time coming for her, bro. For real. To the point where, you know, she's been around for a long time and ain't even had some kind of success, you know, or even notoriety, you know?
Because if I'm not wrong, I think me and her are the same age, actually. Or not. I got to be probably by like 2 years. So it's like seeing her work ethic since like high school and shit, too. Like, this is what I ain't gonna lie. I like this little weird thing with my generation where we get to see certain artists we've seen on television or just in music in general or any other thing connecting, just seeing the growth, and they're finally getting their just due attention. And her attention is definitely just due.
And that's what
else? Who else? Shout out Leon Thomas. Yeah. You remember it? No, yeah, so he's written and produced for a lot of Drake, SZA, a lot of legendary R&B artists of the last 6 years and whatnot. Oh, you remember the show Victorious on Nickelodeon that Ariana Grande was on?
Yeah.
He's the black kid. He was a talented black kid. That's him. Yeah. Bro, they are moving different, bro. He dropped the album called Electric Circus or something around that name, I think, earlier this year. Beautiful album. Crazy. It got a Benny the Butcher feature on there, too.
You know, Benny been eating out here in these streets.
Benny been eating.
So, yeah, I get it, man. But, hey, man, like I say, this definitely been one of those, like, nice fourth quarters. I'm waiting on a couple more things to pop off.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I made a post on Twitter, and I stand by it. The game messed up Kendrick about the return again, much quicker than we all assumed. And I'm saying this because we as black men, we can tell by a man's mindset or his mannerism that what he may potentially just go and just drop a bomb on motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah, true, especially if it's that time of year for their career.
So, I don't know if you've seen the videos from his camp vlog, performance with Baby Keem as the Hillbillies.
No.
So, I'm gonna just say this now. Kendrick has his afro out.
That's like Luda with the fro out. You know Luda back out shit with it.
Kendrick has his afro out, bro. We've never seen Kendrick officially with his hair all the way out, unless he just took that shit off for a music video. We never seen Kendrick genuinely with his hair out. This nigga is genuinely with his hair out. With the glasses, this nigga is about to start shitting on motherfuckers, and I am ready. Alright, bro, K-Dot is really about to descend again. Hey, look, you know what I love? I love the fact we can finally officially talk about Kendrick in like a GOAT tier manner. I mean, it was already stated like 7 years ago, but wait.
That's why I was texting you the other day. Like, is it time for us to put Drake and J. Cole up there with the M&Ms? Because
it's officially time.
I feel like Kendrick had a fast track, but Kendrick still only really 4 albums in, you feel me? So
yeah, because like, I know the whole argument, a lot of people don't consider Section 80 as his debut album, and I'm like, bull fucking shit.
Even if it is, it ain't critically acclaimed as the other one, so whether you count it or you don't count it, it's like everybody we talk about in the GOAT situations, if they ain't get killed like Tupac, they all get 5 classes up. You know what I'm saying? If nothing else, 4 in the possible, which is kind of like Kendrick. But Kendrick, like I say, he got fast tracked because his shit was so critically acclaimed. You know, every album was quadruple platinum type shit. And
I ain't gonna lie. What do you agree with me with saying, like, I was happy to see how many niggas was hating that Kendrick was always getting critically acclaimed? I'm like, what are you writing like this nigga right now? I'm sorry. Nobody is writing like this nigga right now.
And then, you know, I'm always say he used the cheat code. You know what I'm saying? He being aligned with Dre and then taking him and them swag. So I feel like that's just automatic way to go to number one. You know what I'm saying? So he's up there. Drake definitely up there, just if not fucking longevity and dominance alone. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the bars too, you know what I'm saying? But
you remember I said this, I don't know, I think I said it during the quarantine. I said, lyrically, there's always the argument between Drake and Kendrick. And I answered out the gate. If we're talking about just pure bars right now, Drake might be taking Kendrick.
Oh, I put Drake in front of Kendrick all day right now. I ain't gonna care. And this is coming from your boy who didn't fuck with Drake.
I know. That's why, that's another reason why I'm glad we can have this whole conversation now. Like,
I'm only putting Drake above Kendrick because he has more work out here. He's more consistent. He's been through more fires than we've seen publicly. Now, I don't know what K-Dot been through on the whole, like, battleground backstage with Dre and everybody else, but we have seen Drake go to wars with motherfuckers on the lyrical tip, on the street cred tip, on the battle for number one tip. We done seen Drake fight many battles. K-Dot ain't really fight too many battles. He just come in with one hit of quitters, bow, home run, and
I ain't gonna lie, that. That's why, like, and Kendrick himself is different. This is why I love Kendrick, because he's completely different than Pac. Kendrick became even more of an anomaly than Pac to the fact, like you said, nigga was coming out one KO, no other artist, whether underground or commercial, was able to do that at the time. Right. And then even still right now, what many people are able to write something like Kendrick? It's only, I got 10 new generation artists that can actually, whose penmanship can battle against Kendrick. But it's the thing is, K-Dot is going to eat your ass up still at the end of the day.
I mean, lyrically, yeah. I mean, that's just like putting Eminem in contest with anybody. It's not going to go well for anybody. But I feel like rap is much more now these days, you know? Like, you got to be able to hold your own under so many fucking different avenues and battles and shit. And I ain't talking about, like, versus people battle. I'm just talking about just
the whole, like, just environment of the whole rap game.
Yeah, bro.
Matter of fact, before we even get off the subject, bro, we have to talk about
who that?
We gotta talk about these bars.
The bars? These? What are you talking about?
Scary Hours 3.
Oh, hey, like I say, he chose violence, and it's like usually something is called a sneak dissing and all that shit. But
fuck that. At this point, his sneak dissing is actually talking to people, and we know how he's breaking it down. Can I just say, it's illegal to start this shit off like this. And also, niggas didn't mention the fucking alliteration he threw into the beginning of Red Button. It's so beautiful. The most decorated competition decimated. My drive is dedicated. Your drive is designated. Niggas got you to the spot and then you separated. Reasons for it speculated. We know how it escalated. Really celebrated. Grade 11 educated. Radio is king again. Billboard got me regulated. Want to make it fair for you, numbers that I generated. Do right and kill everything. People knew that death awaited. Come on. The boy is back with the do right and kill everything. Let's go.
And that's my point, dog. It's like, even, but I told you when Cole did that verse on the Yachty shit, And I told you that I felt like it was a shot at Dirk because people expected Cole to give you fucking Drake type of numbers because he's a big time artist.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody gives Drake numbers like that. And that's why I'm always beefing with niggas talking about how hot Future is. Because take away the songs with Drake.
And Future only has five of his own.
And even Drake couldn't get him but maybe one number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Future ain't got no number ones without Tim's or fucking Drake or whatever the fuck all that shit come with, you know? Like, that's kind of what I'm
Justin
saying.
Justin Bieber,
like,
Travis Scott, Young Thug.
Now, Travis Scott got that glow. But he got that Drake, he got that Kate, he got that J. Cole glow, but he ain't got that Drake glow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, they just put a post the other day, the effect Drake has on people when he does features with him. The shit is fucking astonishing, bro.
That's like that. Yeah, bro is like, the bro blesses you. I'm sorry.
He blesses
you. I don't say that about no motherfucker, but I'm sorry. Drizzy blesses you.
He blesses you, bro.
The sixth God blesses you.
And that's what they said. Would you want 500,000 or a verse from Drake?
No, verse from Drake gonna be more, boy.
Boy, especially if you're a real artist, boy, nigga, that I'm gonna take that verse and keep it going.
What they said, leave your label devastated. Even when you pad the stats, period, I never hate it. Even when you stab me in the back, the vest is metal plated. Trying to see a B inside my circle like I'm getting graded. Man, all this luggage in the lobby like I'm getting traded.
Come on, man.
Like, what? No. What's my favorite part? I would set alarms off and cause a whole evacuation. I'll get to you 10 years from now, like procrastination. that's so evil. That's so sick.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. I am not done. Hold up. Which one? Wickman, bro. Now, here's the thing, though. A lot of people gonna think it's a slight bar, but I'm sorry. The whole shot at Pusha, Empty Clip, bro. He starts it off, I feel like John Wick, Empty Clip. Bro, we already knew what time it was. Empty Clips. Clips. Come on. We already knew what time it was. Game time, let's start this off. Showcases scatter the floor, bullets, they shatter the glass. I could feel the tension in this room like a chattering class. Everyday breaking records, shit is just happening fast. That shit was good, quick switch, yeah. I feel like I'm always on thin ice with a thick bitch. So many shots fired, I need me a clip switch. I'm in a fucking bag right now. I'm a lipstick sabbatical in Miami. This shit was holistic. I was like, what? Okay, wait, all right. Man, I remember niggas was joking about some tick tick and now that rapper broke his fuck the boy statistic. Empty clips. I was like, sir. Oh my God. Okay, what's next? I'm almost expressionless. John Cena wouldn't know emotions. I wrestled with, played by the fact I was born a perfectionist. Still can't even wrap my mind around the success of this. Point me to your boss, nigga. You a receptionist?
Come on.
I really hate the fact I make this shit sound so effortless. Bro, facts. Like, what? I put so much thought into the messages. It's borderline obsessiveness. Remember who you messing with. White America say I'm becoming a threat. Black America love to remind me what my mama looked like. As if I'd ever fucking forget. I'm never enough. Much to their dismay, I'm leveling up. There's too much treasure to hunt. There's too many holes in the spot. The ratio 7-1. Living for right now because I really think heaven's a front. And then, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, we were starting to get him talking about his faith and connection with Allah, and I'm like,
you was finna see him go to the Jewish shit, but he let it go.
That's what I was gonna say. Yahweh, I was like, bro, he's talking to Yahweh and talking to us at the same time, literally breaking down, like, since somebody died from a destructive and abusive relationship and not being able to hear from that person no more is like, that will break certain people's spirits, but like, nah, he's illegal for this line too. It's Wick Man. Don't listen to Wikipedia. Capital Wicked Nigga. I pray it don't hit the media. They say Drake, you getting harder. Funny, it's getting easier. Rappers are slick comedians and they get disobedient. and they don't stay in their lane. It's like niggas hit the median. I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on, bruh. Dog, the whole video he did with Cole for the fucking first person shooter was a fucking, come on, man. Like, this nigga that jumped up there with the Michael Jackson fucking flow with the glove on to the nigga to beat it. And you already know that. I mean, that's
So here's the thing. Michael Jackson, so now Drake has 13 number ones.
Come on, man.
Just like Michael Jackson. But pay attention when he said to beat it. This is what makes it even more fascinating and amazing. He said beat it 14 times. That means he's already he's working on his next number one.
Come on, man.
And it's about to be first person shooter.
Come on. No, it is. It's already there.
Oh my god.
Come on, man.
Bro, now we have, bro, evil ways with J. Cole.
Come on, man.
I ain't gonna lie. You know what's crazy? I had to fight a tear out of being a big lover of hip hop and just music in general. And just seeing two of my favorite artists who have finally become one of the GOAT, both have become GOAT status officially. And the back and forth, the bars, I'm like, Bruh. To find your way up to the top, the shit gonna be a maze. Volkswagen shit, the way I'm running Beatles plays. Bro, what?
You know what he meant by that. Come on now.
Yeah, because he already beat the Beatles and like illegal shit. That like this is he's exceeding even Jay-Z bragging rights now. Like, I'm sorry. Like the way it's illegal is disgusting. Yeah, and Cole, the crazy ass, jumps in, and we linking like we freed the slaves. I conquered hell, I walked the veil and set my feet ablaze. My heart hardens every year like sneakers that Adidas made. I never did the VMAs, I'm not in need of praise. A praise to the and bro, what? The whole tag team.
You know that was a shot at Yeezy right there.
That was a shot at Yeezy, but also a shout out to J. Cole's second album, Born Sinner, too. So, bro, what? The fuck? I'm like, this is sick work. I'm like, this is lyricism right here.
Yeah, bro. Like
this bar is right here. Like, rhymes, bro, and they all, both of them was on. It was pitter and pattering off of each other's last lines, connecting it to the next bar that turns into a double entendre. They did, and I loved it. Except this one, they kept each other's rhyme scheme the same with the three syllable rhyme scheme with the internal rhyme. I'm like, y'all. Bro, where's I want to know what Eminem thought of this,
nigga. I want to know
what Eminem thought of this.
I want to know what Eminem thought of this. I would love to ask him or see what he say about that shit.
Like Paul Rosenberg, if you're listening, I don't think you're ever gonna listen, but I'm gonna tag your ass anyway.
He's definitely gonna listen.
I would love to have an actual small discussion with Eminem. We even have like a small listening session of him just telling us his whole reaction.
You know what's gonna happen, because they are two good competition of a guys. They gonna come across each other. They gonna end up doing a track with each other, or it's gonna be on somebody's next big album. Like, come on, bro. It's only right, bro. It's only right, because who else is Drake chasing? Drake is chasing Hov with the 13 platinum albums, and he's chasing Eminem with the total album sold. And then he's also chasing Outkast with the most successful rap album. So he got a couple, you know what I'm saying, milestones to go if he really want to take over.
Wait, I got a question. Does Outkast still holds the fucking throne for most sold hip-hop album of all time, doesn't it?
No, they just did it. They just took They just beat Eminem.
I told you,
the Speaker Box and the Love Below just became, with 13 million albums, the most successful rap album in history.
Past diamond, bro. Jesus Christ.
Don't get it twisted now. You got a lot of niggas that went diamond. Well, not a lot, but a couple niggas that went diamond.
No. It's only, we only got like seven artists who officially went diamond. Like, yeah, Nelly. Rap album wise, Nelly, Jay-Z, Eminem, Outkast.
No, I don't think Jay-Z got a diamond album.
I thought he did.
No, he got a diamond single, but
I thought volume one went diamond.
Hell no. I mean, I could be wrong. Don't get twisted. But I don't think so. I could be wrong. But I thought it was 50, Nelly, Eminem.
Oh yeah, 50. I was about to say,
because they threw Weekend in it, but Weekend is not a rapper.
Yeah. Alternative R&B artist type shit.
Yeah. But like I say, I may be one or two short. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Eminem, Outkast, 50, Nelly. I'm surprised Ludacris ain't on.
Yeah, I thought Luda was close. Luda's was close too. You're right.
You know it's crazy. Probably another year or two, Luda about to hit diamond. I ain't gonna lie. At that point. Oh, bro, did I tell you my white girl daily loves Ludacris and she loves his lyricism? I was like,
of course she does.
She's breaking down his bars to me. I was over here.
Luda had the white girls going crazy in the 2000s.
Hell yeah.
Like what Drake say? I play my music for her. She told me, can we play, listen to Ludacris? Nigga, that was real shit, nigga.
Oh man, that nigga was in his Drake a petty nigga because he be in his feelings about shit like that too.
Nigga, just like Tip said, they said, I want album of the year, but not the one that I wanted. Cause nigga, Luda won that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And look, that's what I was saying earlier. That's what the biggest flex Eminem, not Eminem, but K Dot got, cause he got all the album of the years of the recent years, you know?
Yeah. Or the rap albums.
Rap album of the years and shit like that.
Although they bitched out not giving Kendrick either album of the year for Good Kid, Mad City or To Pimp a Butterfly. Because I'm like, y'all was a bitch.
It's the reason why I feel like that's why they gave it to him for the last three times. Because you got to think, I ain't going to lie, Mr. Mariah was hard, but it wasn't.
It wasn't a rap album of the year. It could have been an album of the year contestant, more so.
Right, but it wasn't
rap album. Because it was more than that. Same with Tyler's fucking Igor album, man. He called it out like 2 months officially before the Grammys announced it. And I'm just like, y'all gotta be dumb to still put, bro. The nigga made a new soul neo-pop album. Like
who that
Tyler for his Igor album,
that shit, and they still
put that bitch on their rap albums. I'm like, are y'all dumb? Like, what did y'all listen to?
I can get it because I mean,
come on T, we can't do that. That man putting his work on some different shit. It had tiny bits of hip-hop aesthetic to it, but other than that shit was mad different. Like, you can say the patterns of the drums or the production bass lines or the foundations were probably hip-hop-esque, but the ratio was like 30% to like 70. And that's me being nice.
Yeah, you can say that, you know what I'm saying?
So, I don't know. It's like, it discredits what the artistry actually is.
But it's like, that's how they do this, like, especially when you black. But they been doing Beyonce and shit like that forever. And when it comes to singing, you know, she do the same thing Katy Perry do, but they won't put Beyonce in the pop category.
And what makes it even funnier, she be trying their ass out in person.
You know what I'm saying? Back when Katy Perry was running things, same thing right now. When Taylor Swift, now don't get it twisted, I love me some Taylor Swift now. You know what I'm saying? But Beyonce do the same thing she do, and now she's doing the same thing Beyonce do. But they won't put them in the same category.
No, it's just stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you know what I loved about this whole like stupid ass Diddy case happening? I only call it stupid because of people's point of views, and I'm just like, she was only able to do the civil suit simply for the fact, one, to actually get the message out there, and two, for me personally, I can tell like the money really wasn't the main goal, but it had to be something. In regards to the civil suit, I can see why. But if it had to come to a legitimate thing, it wouldn't have to be money based. This has to officially take this nigga to court. And now you got three other chicks that finally pulled up, and one of them got Eric Adams. And there's an old Vlad interview too that coincides with that shit. I'm like, oh, you done tagged yourself so bad.
But no, but see, that's what I'm saying, bro. I feel like it was definitely a money case, because if she wouldn't have settled, if she wanted him to hold him responsible, she wouldn't wait until she got married and had a baby if she really wanted to hold him responsible. You feel me? So that'd be my thing. I'm not true enough. Woman got they every right to, you know, come out when they want to come out. But don't tell me it ain't about the money when you willing to be quiet when they pay you out. If you wanted to hold somebody accountable, you want that shit to go to the fullest extent. But that's another story, man. I don't want to fuck up with us talking about Scary Hours, because it is Scary Hours. And man,
look, yeah, Scary Hours.
Make sure y'all tap into us, man. Eastside Player Partner T the Hot Boy on everything, on all social sites. You dig what I'm saying? Ken, let them know how they can find you, bro.
Most definitely. You can find me on Instagram under Chef Kenny Flavors or on Twitter as Audiophile22. And thank y'all folks for actually taking a chance to listen to us and also enjoying our conversation. And also, yep. I'm also here to say this too. Schoolboy Q is the best overall artist at TDE. Argue with your mamas.
Boom! Y'all heard it from your boy, man. Holler back at us, man. Yeah.
You're